Semester Self-Check Unit 2 Fighting Food Waste.
Please welcome Dr. Martha Schneider from the Manchester Institute of Technology. Dr. Schneider has specialised in the effects of the economy on nature and the environment. She will receive this year's Ecology Award of the Birmingham Society of Science for her commitment to fighting food waste. Huge quantities of fruit and vegetables are being wasted every year, often due to cosmetic standards set by supermarkets. She does something about it. Please give a warm welcome to Dr. Martha Schneider.
Thank you very much, Keith. I'm deeply honoured to have been considered for this year's Ecology Award. In fact, fruit and vegetable waste from British farms could feed the whole population of Birmingham or Manchester for a year. In a recent survey, farmers reported they wasted up to 37,000 tonnes of produce every year, which is around 16% of their crop. This quantity would be enough to provide 250,000 people with their recommended 5 portions of fruit and vegetables a day for a year. As supermarkets have over 85% of the market share of grocery stores, they have the power to burden farmers both with food waste and the associated costs. Food waste is an ecological catastrophe of staggering proportion. I find it quite extraordinary that we are still getting to grips with how we waste food throughout the supply chain. Not only that, but it is also wasting the resources that have gone into producing that food. Supermarkets need to recognise their part in causing food waste on the farms in their supply chain and work with their suppliers to reduce this waste. Particularly the inflexibility of supermarket contracts has normalised overproduction and the resulting waste. Over half the farmers surveyed agreed that they were forced to overproduce because there is pressure to always meet buyer orders or risk losing contracts. Produce being rejected for cosmetic reasons such as colour, shape and size was the major reason for food waste identified by farmers involved in the study. While consumers can undoubtedly be fussy when choosing their food, consumer fussiness is mostly being driven by the supermarkets themselves. I would like to see retailers relaxing their cosmetic standards to ensure diversity of shapes and sizes. These factors don't affect the taste or quality at all, and we need to make sure that farmers get paid a fair price for that. Some supermarkets have already launched campaigns that point in the right direction. One large nationwide chain, for example, has introduced its so-called wonky fruit and veg range in recent years. This initiative aims at taking as much of the edible crop from the producers as possible and at providing customers with affordable fruit and vegetables year-round. Brands like Perfectly Imperfect allow the chain to do this by capturing parts of the crop which previously fell outside typical supermarket specifications. However, most supermarkets are still failing to tackle the core of the problem. There is a need to sell more of this produce at a fair price for farmers. At the moment, commitments to cut down on food waste do not include farms, meaning supermarkets are only held accountable for waste that occurs in their stores. It is of utmost importance to support government initiatives like the national target to halve UK food waste from farm to fork by 2030. Good progress has been made to tackle food waste in the supply chain, showing what can be achieved when the government and retailers work together. Let's continue the effort. Thank you very much.